Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Nun Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. At the beginning of the new perek is the sixth perek, perek Bamei Isha. Bamei Isha Yotza, Bamei Eina Yotza. The Mishnah asks the question, with what may a woman go out, and with what may she not go out? Yotzei Isha Lebechutei Tzemer, Lebechutei Pishtan, Loi Buritzua Sheber Isha. She may not go out with threads of wool or linen or ribbon in her head. She may not immerse with them unless she loosens them. She may not go out with toitefes or sambutim, which are various ornaments, which we'll explain later, if they are not sewn into a headdress that covers her hair. She may not go out with kavul to shisarabim, nor with a ish or zav, nor with a katala, nose rings or rings without a stamp or a needle, without a hole. If she did go out with any of these, she is not chayav korban chatas. The Gemara says, "V'nachman b'Yaakov amar alidei shehi matrosam shehein." Chatzim bnei dosa, v'hishchucha u'ma'alechef bahen arba amis. Menachem Bar Yitzchak explains that our mission discusses tevila, but since she removes them for the tevila, because they are chatzitza for tevila, from nida, she will forget and walk with them and carry them 4 amos before putting them on. Amu b'imana b'kadmaisa havinan amrin alideshehi materis es shisei hakosho v'le'avinan amrin klum. B'imana says initially we used to say that they are forbidden because if you can't remove them, she unties the knot, but we were wrong. Tani Rabbi Hoshea Chisel Shal Tamoim Shitei Kireya Umateh Uvavad Shal Yikshol. Rabbi Hoshea brings from a brisa that a wicker basket of dates one may tear or untie the cover on Shabbos as long as he doesn't tie. Taman Taninan Elu Chodesim Ba'Adam Chutei Tzemer V'Chutei Pishtan V'Hotzui Shiroshi Avonis. Mishnah says the following are chatzitzah for a person: threads of wool or linen and ribbons in girls' heads. And she's saying, Rabbi Yehuda Oime, Shatzem v'Shaseya, Ein Choytzim, Mipnei Shamayim, Boim Bahem. Rabbi Yehuda says that of wool and of hair are not a chatzitza because the water goes through them. Shmuel Omar, Leithkan, Shalseya, Adas Rabbi Yehuda, Ela, Shalseme, Ha Shalseya, Direakol, Ein Choytzim. Shmuel says the text should not say hair in Rabbi Yehuda's words, only wool. All agree that hair is not a chatzitza. Rabbi Abba b'shem of Yehuda, Rabbi Zeir b'shem Rabbonin, the Abba quoting of Yehuda and of Zeira quoting Rabban said if one hair was tied to itself, it's a chatzitza, 2 hairs are a sofek, and 3 are not the chatzitza. The Zeira boy, Koshar Nima Lechaverta, the Zeira said if one hair was tied to another hair, what's the law? Achasi, achas, leshtaim, shtaim hein, misholesh, sholesh hein. The answer is if it was tied to 1, this is considered 1. If it's tied to 2, it's considered 2. If it's tied to 3, it's considered 3. Rav Yehuda Omar, Zu, Shehi, Yeredes, Nidbol, Nidosa, Kreshra, Sa'ara, Kazanava, Sus, Vizela, Uvda, Vesamich, Olai. Rav Yehuda said, one who descends to immerse the Nida may tie her hair if she fears that it floats in the water. So you may tie it like a horse tail in practice, and she can rely on me for this. Kahana shal l'Rav mo meipuk be'elein tichaya. Kahana asked Rav, may one go out with chains of threads? Amaloi kein amrin osve l'adam l'seiz v'heimayni. Rav answered, do we say so that it's forbidden? Is it forbidden for one to go out with a belt or a chain of loops? This is no different. Rav Huna hoiri le'itse d'resh kalusa mitan libra d'dahava al kithiolita. Rav Huna ruled for the resh kalusa, the exile's wife, that she may put a gold garment on her kerchief and go out with it, something that only esteemed women wear. We're not concerned unless you remove it to show to her friends. Vyochan ruled for women of Bun Tamina's house to put a strip with embedded pearls on a silk garment. Rabbi Lah said anything attached to a garment is like the garment. We're not concerned unless you remove it to show it off. And we bring a support from a baisa when we go out with bells woven into his garment, but he may not go out with bells on his neck. This tani ben elu ben elu ein makablin tuma. Some teach that both of them are makabel tumah, and some teach that both of them are not makabel tumah. Mandama ben elu makabel tumah, b'sha asalahen ambuli. Mandama ben elu e makabel tumah, b'shulay asalahen ambuli. One who says that both of them are makabel tumah, this is when he made a clapper. One who says that both of them are not makabel tumah is when he did not make a clapper. B'afilu asalahen ambuli yehu tohoim. The Gemara says even if he made a clapper, sometimes they should be tohoim because they're not for making noise. ולכן אמר ביבו שמן בא אבא בשם רבי יוחנן בזוקים שבאריסה, train אמרהם, now didn't ביבו say in the name of שמן בא אבא, quoting רבי יוחנן, that bells on a crib, two אמרהם disagreed about this. אחד אמר, מלך ומביא עובד שלי ישמיע את הכל, וכרונה אמר, אם שזה משמיע את הכל, עושה ואם לאו מותר. One said he may carry the crib as long as he does not intend to make noise. The other one said if he makes noise, it's forbidden. If not, means it's plugged up, then it's permitted. Or forbid wearing a garment on Shabbos with a bell that makes noise. If so, then it's not to making noise and should be taho. Aman im einan asuim lashmir kol b'Shabbos, asuim lashmir kol b'chol. From hacha im ein asuim lashmir kol b'chol b'Shabbos, mipnei ma asalahem ambuli. The Gemara says that there, in a case of a crib, even if it's not made to make noise on Shabbos, it's made to make noise on weekdays. However, here, a Shabbos garment, if it's not made to make noise, nor on Shabbos, not on weekdays, why did he make a clapper? Surely he intended to make noise at some time, therefore it receives tumah. Lo b'toitefes, the Mishnah says you may not go out with a toitefes. Rabun b'achia kuvtira v'dorashu noisin b'mokim ha-toitefes. Rabun b'achia said, this is like a crown, it's something that's put in the place of the toitefes, which is where the tefillin go. Lo b'sambutin, he said in the Mishnah you may not go out with sambutin. Sevim toitavan. These are coloured threads that rest on the toitefes. Levakabal. She may not go out with a kavel, the Mishnah said. Tavusa is a wool cap worn under the hairnet. Tani Rishim ben Elazar matir. The Bais says Rishim ben Elazar permitted, and she may go out with a kavel. Rabbi Acha b'shem Kahana asked Rishim ben Elazar to Rebbe. Rabbi Acha quoting Kahana said that Rishim ben Elazar holds like Rebbe. Kumad Rebbe omar dorashu tamun muta. Kein Rishim ben Elazar omar. Just like Rebbe says something that is tamun, which is concealed under another garment, is permitted, Rav Shimon Elazar says he also permits that which is tamun.